You have to call 212-209-2950 to get great radio shows in New York City and on the internet at 2600.com.
And let's take a break by giving you a sample of what you hear at midnight today.
Moorish. Orthodox. Radio. Crusade. Anarchism for the global city. Radical environmentalism for the concrete jungle. Esoteric explorations of the secret history of rebel culture. The Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. Every Tuesday at midnight after the news, only on listener-supported, non-commercial WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. Be there.
Thursday evenings, 10 p.m., Soundtrack, where we discuss films, review films, interview directors, actors, producers, composers, everything about film, here on listener-sponsored radio, WBAI, Thursday evenings from 10 p.m. till 11 p.m. Soundtrack.
Quite a tune.
And Soundtrack is in the same time slot as Nuff Said, but 2 days later.
Thursday.
So anyway, we were talking about websites getting hijacked and why I should continue to go on despite the fact that anything I do with computers seems to blow up in my face in one way or another.
Ouch.
Gives you something to talk about, you know? It's war
stories.
I'd
rather talk about comic books.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But,
I'd rather be, talking about, somebody, creating something or somebody drawing or writing. I'd even rather be doing an obituary to the great people.
Somebody who really likes comic books will find your site on the internet and through that find your radio show. See, that's the magic of the net. And they could be, anywhere in the world and still be able to accomplish this. That's why it's essential to have a presence of some sort.
How much? Well, hey, Mike. Yes, you have.
We have some people to thank and messages and other wonderful things. We have an anonymous donor who says to tell you that Frank called and says to register another site name. And we want to thank Daniel from Fairlawn, New Jersey.
Thanks for that, Daniel. Thanks
and,
for the donation.
And Heidi from New York, New York.
Cool.
And Wayne from Billerica, Massachusetts.
Wow, thank you.
And Mac from New York, New York.
Cool. Thank you for those donations.
First person not local becoming a member during Nuff Said that I didn't know personally.
So there you have it, Billerica. Even though it's spelled wrong on the card, but it's okay.
You know how Billerica is spelled. Actually, that's probably the best argument I've had yet. I'm just thinking of the amount of grief that's been costing me and pretty much everything I do with computers. We've all heard the story of the person who has noises in their car and they take it to a mechanic and then the noises stop. That's what happens with me with the computer. It won't be working and then somebody knows what they're doing, comes in. They don't even have to be in the room yet. They can just be entering the room and the computer will behave amazingly well.
Well, don't worry, that won't happen with us.
So it's got to be me.
212-209-2950 is no calls on the line. We need to get more people calling in, or some people calling in anyway. This is an expanded edition of Nuff Said. We're going till midnight, but we can only continue to do things like this if we know the listeners are out there and will support things like this. 212-209-2950.
And please call. We have a what I think is a wonderful, wonderful premium. We have the Sheldon Mayer and Alex Toth issue of Comic Book Artist. which is wonderful all by itself. We have the preview of Rex Mundi. We have 8 comics that Mercy and I published. We've had several of those people doing those comics on the air, so you know their creative process. Alexei Gondratiev, who was part of the Lord of the Rings show a few months ago, he's one of our authors. You get all 8 first editions. And the highlight is a hardback book called To Afghanistan and Back. It's by Ted Rall, who went to Afghanistan last November and December during the war.
He's been there several times before the war.
That was his 5th trip to Central Asia.
That's the thing that's so amazing. He went there other times because he just thought it was such an interesting place. So he has the view of it, what it was like, and the wars that were going on before the American United States got involved in the war.
And he talks about the 90% unemployment rate, the $1.40 monthly income that is averaged there.
One call on the line, 212-209-2950.
And it's just such great cartoons. I mean, when you have the visual impact and the written language working together as a team, it is pretty much unbeatable, the things you can say. That is why when... we had some of the political bosses of the 19th century, and they did not like the political cartoonists going after them because they said, well, the voters don't read, but they do look at pictures. And the power of the pictures brought down the... now I'm slipping the mind.
Boss Tweed.
Boss Tweed.
Yeah.
Boss Tweed was brought down by a cartoonist. And literally, single-handedly, he left the country because of this and was recognized in England because of those same cartoons, and then ended up being extradited and tried and imprisoned in New York City, where he got to overlook the city he used to be the boss of. And that was the power of cartoons.
I didn't know that. You're right. How can you escape from a cartoon indictment? That's your face.
I've talked to people who do X-rated comics, and I'll be at a convention right across from somebody who does, X-rated magazines, in prose. And the person who's doing the prose, P-R-O-S-E, that's, written language, no pictures, never gets into trouble. He gets into trouble because he's got pictures. Mm-hmm. Because the pictures are more powerful. So the censors are going to go after the pictures. And we've told plenty of horror stories like that on Nuff Said over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures are powerful, and that is why they can make such great statements. When somebody does a story about a different country, having the picture in front of you brings you right into that country. So when Ted Rall is drawing Afghanistan, when he's drawing people being blown up by mines, it's not graphic violence, but it is graphic. And so you really get to feel, what it's like for the kids there. Because, where the adults know, stay on the road, because everything off the road is mine. Kids run around. They're running around everywhere. And one of the kids ran around, and
boom.
And it was raining kid. And
he talks about he came in on an airplane and was taken by a car to a hotel. And he woke up the next morning in the 14th century. People were plowing the fields without animals because cows cost too much to waste them, having them plow the field. Yeah.
The Amish are more advanced than the farmers in Afghanistan. The Amish have horses and mules to do their plowing. The people in Afghanistan have their own 2 arms. That's it. It's a rough place to live. There was one particular day where all the journalists tend to stay in one area. And you hire bodyguards because the only way to pretty much get anything done, including eating, is using American money. So everybody is carrying a lot of American money secreted on their person in some way. So you hire a bodyguard, right, so that somebody doesn't kill you for your money. Of course, sometimes the bodyguards will kill you for your money. And there was one day when Ted was in the room. I keep wanting to call it a hotel room, but it wasn't really. Anyway, it was a room, and somebody's banging on the door at 3 in the morning. And he's like, there's no reason for me to get up at 3 in the morning. Whatever they need, I couldn't take care of it anyway. So he didn't get up. It turns out that somebody went to everybody's door. And finally, this Swedish reporter answered the door. And the first thing they did was shoot him. And they would have shot the rest of the people in the room, but they managed to successfully beg for their lives because all they really wanted was the money. But life is so cheap there that you just shoot him. Don't say, I'm robbing you. Just shoot him. It doesn't matter. And he was one of the three people who didn't come back of the 35 Ted entered Afghanistan with. So it's a very powerful book.
It's a very eye-opening
It's a hardback. We had an hour with Ted 2 weeks ago, and it was just a wonderful hour.
It flew by. It was like amazing to hear him talk about this.
It was kind of neat because if we could have gone another hour, no trouble at all. And he was just going on and on. We were still chatting with him after the show.
If you want to keep doing programming like this, you have to support WBAI now at 212-209-2950. And if you send a $100 donation, you can get this book and many others.
When I worked at the post office, I was also active in with energy issues with the Shad Alliance. And when the people at the post office, would hear me talk about politics and energy issues, they get very uncomfortable. And then I would mention that I was into comic books, and then they suddenly didn't feel so nervous around me. And it's interesting because some of the things you can say in comics, usually in independent comics, but the mainstream does it sometimes too. And when they do, we give them credit.
And we've been talking to a lot of people about putting your comic books on the net or on the web, because by the time you print a comic book, you got to get it to the engraver, you've got to get it printed, you've got to produce it, you've got to ship it. There's this massive paper that grows and grows and grows to get several thousand copies of this. Then you got to distribute it. You got to get somebody to take it to the store and set it up and make sure it gets into the stores. Somebody has
and
to buy
it. And if they don't, you're stuck with those copies.
You have boxes of these things. Yeah, you have insulation, in your spare room. But if you put it on the internet, for the price of getting a scanner so you can put the artwork in and getting a nice computer set up, the first issue, but by the second issue, it's out there. People are seeing it. You're getting feedback.
And you never lose money again.
You won't lose any more money because you've already got the system, and now you're just putting it out there. People are finding it. You're getting links to it.
Almost,
and if it's popular enough, then you do the Dead Tree edition because it's worth it because people really want it.
Yeah, almost all independent comics lose money.
Yeah.
And they do them anyway.
People have to do them because it's an expression of what they want to say, and they want people to read this. They want to get feedback. And if it's on the net, you're going to get feedback. People are going to respond. You can ask for comments. You can email people, and people will see it. People will find these. They look up comic strip barbarian, and they find out you've done it, or comic strip, hacker. And
which was one of my plans with the Nuff Said site, was to put the Evolution comics on there so people can see them.
And, it's a wider audience.
Yeah, we could rebuild the fan base for our comics, and hopefully get more pledges when people realize, hey, I can get these.
It's
becoming a member of the BAI.
Kind of a microcosm of the whole radio station, the comic book world. I guess probably the other way around, but I guess just radio in general, non-commercial radio.
Sure.
Doesn't make any money. It's a lot of effort to go into it. But you do it because you want people to be able to see what you're creating, what you're part of, and you want them to be a part of it as well. I think there's a lot of crossover between the communities, and that's why if you support independent comics, you really have to support this radio station, unless you can point to some other independent comic programs that are on, some of the other stations around here. I don't think there are any, and I'd like to know if there are. If you want to see this continue, though, you really have to support the show. There's no other way around it.
I just found out that there is an hour-long radio show about comics in Canada, and it started relatively recently.
Yeah, well.
But most, anytime there is, comics on the radio or cable access television, it's usually somebody reviewing comics. You don't get the in-depth view of the creative process and how writers and artists think. Which is quite amazing. Whether what they're doing, it's commercial art, so they're selling it. But how much is commercial, how much is art? Everybody has different answers, and they're not always the answers you expect.
212-209-2950. Get those phone calls coming in. Support independent voices in all different mediums.
Emmanuel's not getting paid for this. He's working overtime today. Instead of 1 hour, he's here five.
It's showing.
There was a dot-com company that was set up at one point for independent music and radio and comics, and of course all the dot-coms disappeared. And so there isn't a lot of places to hear about this stuff, but if you put your support behind WBAI, this is getting the news out. People are finding out more about independent comics and other forms of expression.
Yeah, you're probably thinking of
Indie
Planet, which was supposed to be a forum for independent creativity, and actually they just wanted to make their own movies.
We have zero calls. Can it be we're reaching absolutely nobody out? Does nobody agree?
Thank you.
Does nobody agree with what we're saying? Maybe we're wrong. Maybe this is not the way to go. Maybe corporate mentality is the only mentality.
Maybe you'd rather have endless McDonald's commercials.
Yeah. Well, people support that. If there was a commercial station and we were telling people to call up for a McDonald's sweepstake or something like that, I bet the phones would light up. What does that tell us?
Yeah, that's true.
We're giving away our minds. We're giving away the spectrum. We're allowing them to run
things. We're appealing to people who
part of our
think,
lives.
And that automatically limits our audience a great deal.
Well, think about calling 212-209-2950. It's not rocket science. Basically, support the radio station. The radio station will continue to be here. It's essential. 212-209-2950. There have to be people out there that understand this.
People who want to hear more about this or like we have all these interviews with artists and writers who talk about the craft of comic books. There aren't that many books about that. There aren't that many schools about that. So here you've got a radio station you can tune into Tuesday nights every week, and you can even call in and talk to these people. You can't do that when there's a television show. There's Stanley on TV, so what? But you can't call up and actually say something to him. You can't communicate with the radio show. Like you can communicate with the radio show, like you can't communicate with TV. That's out of your hands. They just do whatever they want, and you just want to go along for the ride. This is participation. This is like democracy. You have to participate. We need you to call 212-209-2950 and participate in freedom of speech and freedom of comics, speech about comics. I know we've all been harassed at certain times because of our choice of reading material, but I always say, what do you read? TV Guide? That's the only thing you read? You don't read? And you see all these spelling mistakes on things. It's like, this people who can't read out there. It's really sad. But it's also like, I read comic books, but I'm reading, and I also read books. I don't just read comics.
Yeah, almost everybody I know reads a lot of comics, reads a lot of everything.
Yeah.
We're print junkies. We're print junkies.
I like to read.
And the thing is that the comics appeal to the imagination. In fact, you need the imagination to read them. And you don't even think about it because it's automatic. But when you look at a panel and you have two people talking and the body language doesn't necessarily may precede or follow what the dialogue is, that did not happen in one instant. That took place over several seconds, several minutes, or whatever. And then the next panel could take place a split second later or a year later, whatever. But the time that is played with when in comics is different than any other medium. And you interpret that. You don't think about it, but you're actually participating in the comic book as you read it by being aware of what kind of time is involved. When you read a book, it's all linear. Everything follows each other. When if he's doing anything with time, he tells you. It's the same thing with a movie, of course, it's just laid out in there and you just sit there and you absorb it. You don't actually participate in watching this movie. You just watch it and it goes into you. With the comic book, you have to constantly interpret, who is saying these things in these balloons. You have to figure that out. But you do it instantly. You do it automatically because you've done it, a long time. People from different countries have different ways of portraying time, and they actually have trouble reading comic books from different countries if the way they do that is that differently. And it's that type of participation that I think is part of the strength of comics. When you have a good writer and artist who knows how to exploit it and realizes that you are thinking as you read this, and he's going to use the fact that you're thinking, and he's going to use whatever prejudices you have about life and play with that as well.
Please call 212-209-2950 and pledge some monetary support for WBA. Enough said.
Yep. $50 for a regular membership. And that'll get you a membership card to BAI, which is good at several museums around the city. And now that we have a development coordinator again, I suspect it'll be good at several more. And you'll be able to have a part in the local advisory boards. You'll actually have a say in how WBAI and all five Pacifica stations is run. By who you vote for on the local advisory board, who you send to the Pacifica
Foundation. Oh, we just got a
call.
Thank you for that call. We need more people to call.
You have a say in how a station is run. Can you imagine any commercial station allowing you to say, well, this is the DJs we have, these are the songs we have, this is how we're going to do things. You don't get a say. You can buy all the products they advertise, and you still do not have a say in how that station is run. But here you do, through the local advisory board.
212-209-2950.
But not everybody. You have to be a member of the station to have that say.
And you also have a say by making the phone call and pledging support to the station, becoming one of the investors of WBAI, one of the people that believes that we have a future, that we are important. Right now we are at $495, which is a mere pittance to any commercial radio station. To us, it's a lot. And I'm sure to you as an individual, it's also a lot. It only takes one person to bring that $495 up over $500. You know, and then that's another hurdle we've reached. And a few more people can bring that up even further. Everybody makes a difference. I think that's the theme of this place.
Mm-hmm.
So one phone call makes a difference. Two phone calls makes even more of a difference. Five phone calls, still more. You have that power. No place else can I think of. And, you know, listen to a commercial station and they'll say, well, take caller number 73. And they'll get 73 callers. But, you know, those people...
Except they lie when they say they took the 73rd. They took the 5th or 6th.
Maybe so. Maybe so. But I think people who listen to WBAI don't have us on as background music. You know, they're actually listening to what's being said. So if someone says something on BAI, it's more likely to be heard, to be appreciated, to be understood. And we feel the same way about our listeners. We appreciate them, and they mean something. 212-209-2950. Please show your support. Help us grow.
I want to thank David D. for sending in a donation. Right. Thank you for that. That's
and
great.
Also some secret anonymous calls who don't want us to know their name.
Anonymous calls. Thank you for those donations. Anonymous persons. It's probably the shadow.
People afraid to be known in the comic book
world. It's Bruce Wayne.
I'm going to read another one of Ted's cartoons. His little statement about what's going on. It's got a nice, blonde-haired guy being a newscaster. Today in the war, some stuff happened. They're not saying what. But whatever it was may or may not have been a big deal. Coming up, if certain things were to happen, would it matter that we are never going to hear about it? And the caption across the screen, next, what's next? You have two people watching. One person goes, Bush's war is stupid. And the other one is, how can you be against something you don't know anything about?
We got a note from Tally saying, say the number. I think we've been saying it.
Well, that's okay. Let's say it again.
209-2950.
Maybe we're saying the wrong number. Is that possible? Remember the time we gave the wrong number out of it?
Why doesn't everyone call 212-209-2950 and tell us if it's the wrong number?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, that's it.
And if that's your phone number, please call us and we'll make the correction. 212-209-2950. I think that's our number.
2950.
If you give out the other number, the call-in line, watch that light up.
Yeah, they like to call in. But
it usually does.
For money, sometimes it's tougher.
That means you want to take phone calls?
Yeah, why not?
We can take phone calls, and you'll see how many people are really out there. 212-209-2900. All right?
That's the on-air line. To be on-air on WBAI.
Has it started lighting up yet?
No, it hasn't. What a surprise.
People have to dial. You know,
I have noticed that the minute you say, we're going to take phone calls, you don't have to get the number out when people start calling.
Yeah, that's because there are people that have it programmed in their head and blink in a certain way.
Most of the shows on WBAI do take phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Call up. Let us know if you want to hear about hacking comics.
There's no phone calls.
Right. There is no phone calls.
I guess there's nobody out there.
I guess there's no future for hacking comics.
Aww.
I don't know. I think a lot of people can't hack comics.
I think it's about horse racing. You know, hacking.
Hacking? Is that about horse racing?
Yeah. They're
driving hacker. A horse-drawn cab.
Oh, sorry. Hack.
Oh, is that where it comes from? When you call somebody a hack writer?
Yeah.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, there is a phone call there, so we have at least one person.
You're essentially flogging a dead horse.
212-209-2950, make a pledge. 2900, call in.
And you are on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Is that a polite way to say, I guess it's almost morning. Wait a minute. No, it's not morning.
No, it's not morning, but anyway, you didn't call us to tell us whether it was morning or not. You called to complain.
That's exactly right. And I made the point to you.
Is it the way I said two?
I made the
nine?
Point that the fact that comics are in the daily papers, you know, the Daily News and Newsday, is such that if you care about comic books and the comic book industry, then a more appreciation of comics in the comic strips in the daily paper, it would help to admire them for whatever one can admire, or criticize them for what criticalness you could bring forth to them, instead of saying they're getting too small.
I was just going to say that.
Well, it's not true. It's not true because
size
you
matters.
Can color Xerox them up in size. So, you know,
well, you can get them on the internet.
Mutt.
You can get them on the internet.
Well,
mutts is in books,
and
too.
And they take too much
that's
too long.
I like getting mutts in books, and I can read
okay, let me grab some more calls.
Yeah, well, you don't want to answer that.
No, because it's the same old thing that you say all the time, and it's the same old answer we'll give all the time. And I don't want to be as repetitive as commercial radio.
2950, please call. Help WVAI to survive.
212-209-2900, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken and Mercy, and I have a question for you about Ted Rall.
Okay.
I wanted to know if when you spoke to him after he was on the show, if he spoke about how he's dealing with what we're all dealing with here. With the threats of...
you know, going to Afghanistan has changed his life.
I'm sure. But
he's much less cynical than he says than he used to be. And indeed, he was less, abrasive. I don't know.
Yeah, he realized, for example, when over there, it's difficult to breathe. He said Afghanistan is incredibly dusty. It's a glacial dust that's very, very, very fine. And virtually every person in Afghanistan coughs. And they cough all the time. And he said that, you know, he'd been back several months and he's still coughing. So is his wife.
Is he a New Yorker?
He's a New Yorker.
Well, my question is, you know, about all the...
Well, he said that... he mentions this in the book in strip form, so I'm going to be translating badly here.
We just got a call.
Pictures.
Thank you for this call.
But he talks about a show he saw about wildebeest migrating and how they'll cross a river that has crocodiles in it. And many of them will be eaten crossing this river, but they all cross it. And the odds of any one particular wildebeest being the one to be eaten is very slim. And that's how he felt about going to Afghanistan. That, yeah, some of the reporters are not going to come back, but the odds of any one being the one to not come back was slim. You know, there's millions of people living their entire lives there. And he said it's the same way for any terrorism or anything here, and that the odds of dying here is much less than there, and the odds there were not as high if you look upon it as an individual. And he said that he realizes how good his life is. When he was sending his stories to the paper, you know, the articles he was writing, and he said pretty much all of them are compiled here, getting electricity was incredibly difficult. The source of electricity in order to send his article to the satellite was mostly car batteries. And you're paying a lot of money to have a car battery recharge your phone so you could do a satellite link to your paper.
For like a half an hour.
And they all did that. Didn't matter whether you were CNN or, you know, a little, you know, cartoonist in the Village Voice. You had to do that. And he said that there, all the different things that he has that he took for granted, he says he's just happier. And you could see it, the way he approached. He was on Nuff said, you know, a few years ago, and his whole demeanor was really different. I mean, he's still one of the most cynical cartoonists that is
and
doing
political,
stuff.
Very, very political. Yeah.
Yeah, he still believes that being a political cartoonist is a dead-end job for anybody who's in it. Because they're the number of cartoonists that
less
are
papers.
Getting work from papers is less and less all the time because they're just syndicating. They're just buying the, you know, a handful of big names and they're ignoring everyone else.
Well, part of my question is him being a New Yorker. How does he deal with all these threats that we're faced with? You know, by the media about, you know, there are going to be other attacks and what have you.
That's well, of course, you know, that's been greatly in the news this week, really. So that's, you know, since he was here. So I didn't ask him that directly. I just asked him about, you know, war and survival in general.
Okay. Because I would wonder how a person who had been there and is now here and dealing with what we're having to deal with every day here, what's the contrast?
It's not as bad. Because there, as he said, it's amazing what you can get used to. Mm. That every single day from dusk until about 9 p.m., there's bombing every single day, and you just get used to it. And when the bombing stops, you know it's 9 o'clock. He figured that the guys in the Air Force, you know, wanted to, you know, unwind and go to the bars or whatever it is that they do at night, and so that's why they stopped at 9. But they always did, and everybody else knew it. when a Taliban bomb hit the parking lot the journalists used, and one of the guys got, his pieces of his body were raining down on him. He's like, he couldn't believe that he was so blasé about it, but it was so common. So over here, it's nothing like there.
Well, just on a completely different subject, people that are out there and listening, and I agree with what Emmanuel says about, and what everybody's been saying about the consolidation, the consolidation, of information, and how bigger companies are handling all the information that you get, and whether you believe and or you agree with what you hear on this radio station or not, just the fact that it can be here and it can exist and can give these different views is the reason to support it, period. Because you're only going to hear certain things here. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. And my political beliefs are very different from a lot of people on this radio station. But I continue to support it because I feel that if it's not being said here, it's not going to be said.
And you put your money where your mouth is, that's for sure.
You have to, you have to support something like this. There's no television station like it.
No.
That's
all the
for
stations,
sure, yeah.
There's not. There's nothing.
If something like this were to just fade away,
that'd be a shame.
It would be a big shame because a lot of people who care very, very much about what they do on the station would not be heard anymore.
Well, East Timor just got independence. Yeah, they're no longer an occupied country. They're no longer part of another country. They're their own country. And I would have to say WBAI is a major reason because East Timor got put into the news by BAI so much that people had to pay attention. So everybody should become a member of WBAI, 209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Which I'm sure will be a very good year, but we haven't gotten there yet.
By the way, it's good to hear you on the air. I didn't know what happened last week when you weren't on. I couldn't get in touch.
Scheduling.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of people who are listening 2 weeks ago who thought we were going to be on last week and not this week.
And, including us.
Yes, yeah.
We caught that too.
Emmanuel and Mercy and I found out just a few hours before airtime.
That's always good.
Via messages on our answering machines.
It wouldn't be BAI if it wasn't like that.
Okay. Thank you for that call. Someone else just called in.
But the important thing is to get through the adversity and show your support anyway. And this place will be around for many years to come. And I think the caller nailed it because it's like it doesn't matter where you're coming from, what your philosophy is, as long as you appreciate freedom of speech, as long as you appreciate being able to speak out and learn things, then this place will serve many different communities. And that's why many different communities have to give us a call and support the existence of this place. 212-209-2950. One call on the line. There should be 10 calls on the line, I think. I mean, lots of people listen to this radio program.
When I take phone calls, I usually have, many lines are actually working is how many calls I get.
209-2950 is the number you want to call. Our operators are getting a little bored back there. They need some entertainment. Call them up and pledge.
It's not a painful experience. It really isn't. You actually feel good after calling up and donating something and knowing that you're a part of the radio station, of freedom of speech, of something really different that's not being duplicated anyplace else. 212-209-2950.
A very friendly volunteer is answering the phone. So
well, good luck with the fun drive, everyone. I hope all people do call up.
All right, thanks a lot.
Have a good night.
Okay, good night. 212-209-2950.
Actually, there's a great comic book called Supreme that I got turned on by that listener.
Yes.
He called in one day and said, "You haven't mentioned it, and you would if you had read it." So obviously you're not reading it, and that's when I started reading it. It's his call. It turned out to a lot of good material by the listeners. They're great. And now I want them to be even greater and pledge to become a member of the station. For $100, you get a copy of To Afghanistan and Back. It's a hardback book, introduction by Bill Maher of Politically Incorrect. It's half graphic novel and half prose travelogue. You also get the Sheldon Mayer issue of Comic Book Artist. You also get Rex Mundy preview book. You also get a complete set of Dangerous Times for Evolution Comics that Mercy and I published. And a complete set of New Frontiers comics that Mercy drew, Ghost.
But you mentioned Del Mar, Politically Incorrect. Did I hear right that show got canceled?
Yes.
It did.
Oh, yeah?
The only interesting show on commercial television. The only show that talks about issues. What? It just was too dangerous? Was that the thing?
I think the proof of that is the fact that he's being replaced by Jimmy Kimmel, formerly of When Ben Stein's Money, and now of The Man Show, show that features women jumping on trampolines. I think that says everything you need to know about why Politically Incorrect got canceled.
So why don't they let them be topless if they're going to do that anyway? That's the part I don't understand.
this should show you how rare a place like BAI is then, and how pervasive stupidity is.
Well, because Bill Maher did the introduction to Ted Ross' book. Maybe that's
I'll tell you something. I'm extremely right-wing, and I'm horribly upset by that.
Yeah,
that made you think.
That makes you not extremely right-wing.
Oh, okay.
212-209-2950. Show your support. Keep this place going. Other places are falling, but we intend to stand.
And on this show, we have intelligent political commentary, not merely blonde Republicans. So it's a good deal.
No, as far as I know, I'm the only Republican here, and I'm not blonde.
There you go.
Two Republicans, and we're both not blonde.
Republicans,
well,
not blonde.
Well, you've got your blonde-ish.
Is that the name of a band? Republicans, not blonde.
four non-blonde Republicans.
Yes, that's it. Four non-blonde Republicans.
It would be an interesting name for a band, wouldn't it?
212-209-2950.
Yes,
pledge your support for WBAI.
And
enough said.
BAI needs the support of everybody out there. And if you want to call this show, it's 212-209-2900. And you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. You said, first of all, you said, according to Ted Rall, you have a greater chance of getting killed in Afghanistan than in New York. Now, according to Dr. Michio Kaku on exploration on WBAI, one of the biggest threats is from nuclear power plants being hit. And then then Mike Levine on Expert Witness radio show on WBAI says that we're all in grave danger because nuclear winter can occur very soon from war in the Middle East.
Well, nuclear winter is going to affect Afghanistan and the United States both at the same time. So,
this person listens to the station all the time.
If you want to compare the two places as far as that go, but the point is still remains that the odds of any one person dying from any one thing, whether it's war or an act of terrorism, is slim, and that's how life goes on in places like Afghanistan and Israel and New York City and wherever that people are worried about things happening.
Well, which places have the nuclear power plants most likely to be targeted?
Well, if you continue listening to BAI, I'm sure hear all kinds of possible horror scenarios. You know, a wide variety from all.
Well, the Indian Point nuclear power plant, being so close to New York City, is a prime target. And the fact that it is next to a very wide body of water helps. Although the plants along, say, Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, might be a bigger target because they're easier to get to without being seen because they're right next to an even larger body
of
water.
Nobody's watching that airspace.
But it seems to me that when terrorists attack things, they go after things with symbolic value. And irradiating New York City was pretty heavy on the symbolism, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. I heard in the news that, well, in other words, they're going to attack the Statue of Liberty. I think I'm more concerned about how the government's attacking liberty itself.
That's a good point.
Yes, a great point. So obviously you listen to a lot of BAI shows, don't you? Are you a member of the station?
I would be. I don't get a lot of income, and
it sounds like you'd be the perfect person to be part of this local advisory board.
If you don't
have a lot of income, $25 for a low-income membership, and you can be part of BAI and have a say in the local advisory board, and you would have an educated say because you listen to so much of the station.
Yeah.
So go for it.
I give money to Nita's Cases Fund, the EFF now.
I should tell you and anybody in your same situation, become a member of the station, 212-209-2950. Anyway, thanks for your call.
I think we qualify as needy as cases, don't you?
Yeah, I would say so, especially since our tally still hasn't even crossed 500 $5.
All
and,
that.
And that
not
is
a single
really
person can call and
crummy.
Bring us $5 over. You know, we have $4.95. We're stuck there.
Actually, I wonder how we got to $4.95. That's a rather interesting figure.
I'm not sure, but...
you know, we had lots and lots of $5 pledges.
Uh-huh. One was $1.125. So...
If we're one of these religious creatures, we could make $1 million in like an hour
put
somehow.
Put your hands on the radio.
Yeah, and
we'll heal you. We'll heal you with comic books.
Right, we said God wants you to give money, and people believe it because they hear it on the radio.
Well, we got somebody to call.
We're trying to appeal to people's intellects as well as their emotions instead of just telling them God wants you to. Maybe that's our mistake.
209.
God does want you.
2950.
If you believe in God, if you don't believe in God, the lack of God wants you to call. We're equal opportunity here at this stage.
Right.
212.
Yes, the lack of God wants you to become a member of WPA.
No. The theory is the lack of God will cause you to give to the AI to support free thinking.
That got one call.
There is no number six.
But they hung up immediately, so I don't think...
Or got hung up on it.
212-209-2950 to donate to WBAI to pledge your support.
Very strange thing. When you say nobody's calling, the cranks go, all right. We don't get as many cranks as we used to, but the cranks seem to come out during pledge time.
Hmm.
I have noticed that. Anyway, 212-209-2950. We have another 15 minutes, and we want you to become a member of this station. And for now, we'll take your phone calls at 209-2900. You're on the air. Oh, no, you're not.
That's the same person just called that line.
he's got two lines, and he's calling them both.
Too many hang-ups.
Anyway, any summing up about all the stuff we've been going after?
Go see the Spider-Man movie. It's cute.
I saw the fun. Star Wars film, right, when I was in Ohio. And, boy, I'm not going to get into all the plot problems or the acting problems because we only have 15 minutes. But these simpletons who were at the theater could not figure out how to run the film properly.
Oh.
Actually, no, that's not entirely right. They didn't have any say in it themselves. They were simply running the automated projection machines, I guess, which everybody has these days. You don't have a projectionist. You just have a machine with certain types of material that trigger certain events. For instance, when the last promo ends, a particular piece of film goes by that triggers the lights to dim at that point. And then when the film is over and the credits come up, the lights come on a little bit, but the film keeps going. Well, what happened here, something got messed up someplace.
Uh-oh.
And instead of the lights dimming after the promo, the lights actually came on after the promo.
Bah.
Yeah, so we had lights on throughout the entire film.
Oh.
And nobody wanted to go out to complain about it because if they did that, they'd miss part of the film.
Oh.
And, you don't want to miss part of the Star Wars film on opening day, even if you're in Ohio. So everybody sat through this thing with the lights on, and then what do you think happens at the end of the film? Well, the credits start, and then the lights go off, and the film stops.
Everybody's because, in the dark.
Because the intelligent projector thinks, oh, okay, I'm at the end of the credits now. There's no need to have the film go anymore. So they turn that off, and the lights aren't as bright as they were. They're on a little bit. And then finally somebody, I guess, someplace, figured out that this shouldn't be happening and turned it on. But it was, you heard movie theater music, the stupid music they play while nothing was happening.
Right.
You heard that while the credits were playing.
Oh,
it was unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
And that also shows that nobody even came in to check to make sure that, everything was going okay. This is another example of how they just don't care. Yeah,
yeah.
They don't care at all. So
they just automate everything.
But the positive side of the story is I complained about it and we all got free passes, except it's free passes to a theater in Ohio.
When are you going to get there again?
I don't know. No time soon.
We have two calls. Thank you for those calls,
in
pledging your
Dayton,
support.
Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, 212-209-2950. If you're fed up, you don't want to take it anymore, call us, because at least we feel the same way and there's a good chance that you'll get to be heard here. 212-209-2950. We need your support.
And if you're in Dayton, Ohio and pledge, Emmanuel will send you those passes.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all.
Somebody could use them. We could get to go see that movie.
In or near Dayton, Ohio. Uh-huh. How long are the passes good for?
The guy said forever. He also said, though, since there was a National Amusements Theater, that I could use them here, so I'm going to try that first.
Hmm.
And when that doesn't work, you know, I'll figure something else out.
209-2950. Show your support for WBAI. Enough said.
$50 for regular membership, $100 for a premium, $125 gets you all kinds of WBAI merchandise, hat, T-shirt, mug, and something else.
But any pledge gets you the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping the radio station. And that's what it's all about. Whether you pledge $10 or $1,000, you're helping out. You're becoming part of this place. And we need you. We need you for that purpose.
And for those of you with $225 to spare, you get the combined Nuff Said Off the Hook special. Freedom Downtime, two tickets to H2K2, Evolution Comics, the Ted Rawl book. Everything you could possibly imagine and more.
There you go.
Yeah. 212-209-2950.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's a
$250.
Yeah.
Even if you can't contribute that. If you can only contribute $10, if you want to help out as a student, or, I mean, a lot of people not working right now, lower income, please help out with whatever you can to keep this radio station going. 212-209-2950.
We have time for a few more calls before we go off the air. 212-209-2900 is the number to talk to us here. You're on the air.
Yes, you talk about intellect and freedom of speech, and then you don't answer my question in any other way to say that I may have asked it before.
You're right.
Over 20 years, over and over again, every show.
Yep, and saying the same things.
Damn.
You're on the air.
Hi, I'm really enjoying the merging of Off the Hook and Nuff Said tonight, and I liked it in the last marathon when... Moorish Orthodox and Nuff Said merged their shows together, and that, you know, the occasional cross-fertilization and openness is really a wonderful thing to hear on WBAI.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for the compliment.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, well, comic books do crossovers all the time, and we used to do it with Sidney Smith's Carrier Wave, and had absolutely wonderful time, you know, combining shows with him.
And we got to watch TV.
And so I was really looking to do it with, you know, with anybody. There might be a soon to be a crossover with the Saturday morning science fiction show, Hour of the Wolf.
Oh, wow, that's really neat.
Yeah, we'll probably do a crossover with Jim Freund. It'll be Star Wars oriented.
I'd also like to say that, you know, I was one of the people that stood in front of BAI, and as this marathon came around, I had to reflect that not everything that I hoped for would be accomplished has been accomplished yet. And sometimes it was a little frustrating, and sometimes it seems like the kind of openness that's just been displayed isn't always there. So I had to think about, you know, my plans for supporting the station in this marathon. And so I just began to count up the shows that really mean a lot to me, and there were lots of them. And so what I decided was that although, you know, I'm not totally satisfied, and I think a lot of work that needs to be done to make BAI a better station, that I did pledge, and I pledged actually more than I usually do, and I feel pretty good about that.
That's great. Thanks so much for the support.
And that's cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's always going to be a process where you're never satisfied completely, where things have to constantly be fixed and made better. But let me tell you, the people who are here now are really trying,
yeah,
and they really believe in the place. And I think that's the most essential ingredient you have, and it's necessary in order to succeed.
And I can't imagine there's a single human being on Earth who could agree with every single show on WBAI, because we are so diverse. And I think that diversity is the strength, but it means you're going to disagree with some people.
Well, it's not about agreeing or disagreeing with every show. I don't think that that's what I'm talking about. Is there was a process that... the station can be open or it can be very closed, and it's certainly much more open now than it was in the year that preceded that, but also it's really closed in a lot of ways, and in a lot of ways there are people who have a lot of power at the station that are afraid to share that power with the listeners, and they think that the only way that the listener power might be expressed at the station is a kind of micromanagement and choosing each show. I don't think that's true. I think there's a lot of room for listener participation that still respects the you know, the people who have jobs to do in terms of making programming decisions. And I think...
Well, that's what the local advisory board is going to have a lot more say.
Well, maybe it will and maybe it won't. That's not really settled yet. And the process seems to be that the local advisory board should already have a lot more say right now. And the management, before any bylaws change are made, could just decide unilaterally we're going to be real open about this. We're not going to make any decisions without the lab input. But they haven't decided to do that. And so, you know, it's really important that people let the management know that we do want you to take, you know, input. We want you to talk about the decisions that you make. We want you to listen to what other people think. We agree that, you know, as a program director, you ultimately have the last call, and because we respect you and we think that you're, you know, working from toward the same ends as we're going to respect your decisions, but you really need to be open about the process, and you really need to make sure you have ways to listen to the
people,
community.
People are aware that some of the problems with the Pacifica Foundation over the last several years were because of the lack of openness. And I've noticed that things are a lot more open. There's a lot more communication between different areas within WBAI now than there ever was. I mean, not just during the coup, but before the coup. I think things are a lot better than they were just because people know how important the communication is, because it was the lack of communication that got us into this mess. And I think
you have more confidence that people have learned the lesson.
Well, yeah, because I've seen the improvement. There's more meetings. There's more communication between different departments of BAI than there's ever been before, which I think is wonderful because, you know, we all have different things to give.
What about outside the staff?
Outside the staff, I am not sure about.
The important thing is that listeners like this take part in the process.
Yes.
And are there to let us know if we're straying in any way. So I think the doors are open now.
No, they're not, really. They're not quite that open.
Well, they're not wide open, but they're open so you can come here at least and talk to people.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to tell you is my experience is they're not as open as you might think they are. After the last marathon, I was interested in doing volunteer work, you know, sending out premiums or doing clerical work. And just to be able to get a hold of somebody that could tell me when a good time for me to come down and volunteer my time, you wouldn't believe how difficult that was. So in many ways, the station, I mean, to say the doors are open is one thing, but what the station really needs to do is reach out to the listeners. When people come to volunteer in the tally room, do they give them a piece of paper and say, are you interested in volunteering on a continuing basis?
Okay, but I think what you're touching upon is efficiency, which is something that BAI has never had.
I think it's attitude, not efficiency.
I don't know. I think you might be reading too much into it because I know people try and sometimes they're just overwhelmed with work. I can't get calls back lots of times from people I need to talk to, and it's a frustrating experience. I understand that. But you would be welcome to come down and volunteer your time anytime.
One of the problems is that none of the department heads have assistants. And in any other radio station, the department heads would have an assistant to do a lot of these things, but there isn't the money to pay for them.
So that's why you need volunteers. That's to say we're too busy to get volunteers in here to do some of the work that we're too busy doing. Don't you see how silly that sounds?
I don't think anyone has said that. Has anyone said they're too busy to have a volunteer?
He's reading into that. The person who would make the contact isn't available. I've been with so many environmental groups that had the exact same problem that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
They didn't have the people to get the people.
No, it's not that they didn't have the people to get the people. You make a priority. You have the people to do things, and you only have a certain amount of jobs you can do. How far up in that list do you put the jobs of recruiting volunteers? Do you put that high in the list, or do you put it low? Some jobs are not going to get done. If you decided that that was one of the most important jobs to do, that after having programs on the air, the second most important thing was to get volunteers into the station, that's a matter of priorities. And if you do that and you do it well, then all the problems that you're talking, not all the problems, but many of the problems you're talking about lack of time, lack of staff, you don't have an assistant, it's a community radio station. There should be volunteers to do as many jobs as possible. If everybody there needs an assistant, get a volunteer assistant for everybody there.
Okay, has anyone ever told you not to come down to the station and volunteer?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's wrong. That's totally wrong.
That is wrong, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think that I understand that you don't have that experience, but I think you need to be open and understand that the culture of WBAI still now to this day is not friendly to volunteers. And until people first say, we're going to do a change of attitude, that we are going to make this part of our culture, that we welcome volunteers, nothing is going to happen. And as long as you don't realize that that is a problem, you're not going to have a change of attitude. So I'm asking you, talk to listeners listen to listeners when they tell that to you, and don't tell them all the reasons why their experience is not really true, or that they don't really understand what's going on because they're not an insider. That is what has to change.
Okay, well, thanks for your call, and we're going to have to make it do because the show is ending.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. And coming up next,
got another donation for $100 recently. Thank
right.
you for that call.
As you can see, there's a lot of passion out there, and that's what we need. We need people with passion.
Can't dispute the passion, that's for sure.
212-209-2950.
And now is usually the time when I boil things down and saying, if you want to send stuff here, the address is 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. I can't give you the website because there isn't one for us.
Unless you want to see pornography.
Yeah. And, however, Off the Hook has a website.
Oh, well, yeah, we do. www.2600.com/off the hook is our
2600. And you can also tie into a link to listen to WBAI 24 hours a day from their site. So anybody you know who you think should be listening but they can't because they don't live in New York, well, they can if they have internet connection. And the software to do it is, there's a link to that, right? How to get the software?
To
get the Real Audio software to listen?
Well, Real Audio is only one, and that's not the one we really encourage as much.
Okay, well, whatever. I mean,
just any MP3 player, which comes standard with most computer operating systems these days.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so pretty much anybody with a computer can listen.
Yeah. And speakers, you know, they come with the computer.
So coming up next is the Morris Orthodox Radio Crusade. They're a bunch of them are in the building even as we speak. And after that is Weaponry with Tom Whisker. And here's a little bit of information on that.
Let me also pay my respects to the coalition commanders that I just met and to the members of the armed forces that are here side by side with the United States. Armed forces from other countries, shoulder to shoulder, and we are very grateful that this is a multilateral, not simply a unilateral mission. Our U.S. presence, of course, is the dominant one. And
Weaponry, America's only international defense affairs, military hardware, and history talk show is heard every Tuesday night at 1:30 a.m. Tune in for in-depth, often scholarly, multifaceted analysis of the ongoing crises in Somalia, the Middle East, what used to be Yugoslavia, and some other places you haven't heard of yet except here. International security policy, electronic warfare, the next generation of Navy carrier fighters, DOD-wide force reductions, Balkans Watch with David Isby, documentaries, interviews, technical analysis, oral history, and more. Every Tuesday night at 1:30, only on WBAI Pacifica Radio in New York.
This is a theme music for Cat Radio Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
An arts magazine. Live on Wednesday nights at 10. I'm Janet Coleman, the host.
And I'm David Dozer,
the displaced playwright. This program used to be called by another name.
Now introducing Cat Radio Cafe.
Cat Radio Cafe. Still featuring great interviews with scintillating authors and provocative artistes.
Or vice versa.
The latest in theater, books, art, and performance. What's new on the Rialto and Ludlow Street? And one or two of the 137 Poison Arts Minutes.
Of plays.
Radio minutes that take up to 12 and a half hours to produce.
A marketing idea still ahead of its time.
Listen to this tune. Oh, I can see you cats now.
Hey.
Stop clawing the furniture.
Get down.
Head for the radio. Yes?
Cat Radio Cafe.
Cat Radio Cafe, Wednesday nights at 10, here on WBAI.
Hey, do cats drink coffee?
If it's brewed with fish.